Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press & Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Good evening.
Yes. We're live.
We're live. Oh my God, it's after... After Thanksgiving, and we're live.
Where's this
and
December?
You thought you could run. Well, turns out you really can't run from us. Before we start, as the Queen of England in our announcement said, we would like to let you know that this episode is sponsored by the Times Square Riot. When fear strikes in the hearts of many and the crazed who don't know what the fuck they're protesting about, you get the Times Square Riot. This message is also brought to you by the angry mob of the confused citizens of New York, as well as the four non-blondes with their latest single entitled Run! Run. Well, where can you find us? It's ismyurls.com/AMCPress or tweet us at AMCPress31 and AMCPressNews, which can be found on the same aforementioned site. And now a word from our other sponsors. 1-800-CAPITAL. That's 1-800-CAPITAL. If you don't vote, we don't win. Sponsored by the attorneys at the Social Security Administration, plan for a better tomorrow. Yeah, right. And with that, we have some fantastic news about the ABLE Act. Yeah. Everyone.
I'm deceived.
Everyone. Yes, we heard you, Roy. We are all disabled on this podcast. Anyway, we have some great news. One, Allison, do you want to go with the first story, or should I?
You should.
I should.
Okay. Especially
all
with
right.
your tardy
right.
for the party.
All right. Fine.
You're a bit late for that.
I know. ABC News okays the bill to widen federal help for the disabled, which means that Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky accomplished with Senator Minority Whip John Curran of Texas speaks with reporters following a closed-door policy meeting on Capitol Hill in Washington yesterday. The bipartisan bill show of unity of the House is overwhelming. The bill of a bill Wednesday would allow Americans with disabilities to open tax-free bank accounts to pay for expenses from education to housing. Yes! Yes, and healthcare. The 40117 vote approves the motion sweeping legislation to help the disabled since 1990, which affects as many as 54 million disabled people and their families who often struggle to pay for intensive forms of care. And it now goes to the Senate, where it's expected to move quickly to pass in the coming days. Can I get an applause?
I'm a greedy bitch.
Wait. At a time when Congress is bitterly divided over immigration, taxes, and spending, the House members counted up the bill as evidence from both parties that it can get things done. First, it was first introduced in 2006, the legislation called Achieving the Better Life Act, and with 85% of Congress as co-sponsors. And even after that, a conservative group criticized its decisive step in expanding the welfare state. Well, which conservative group are you, and why do you have any say in this whatsoever? It would be the first major legislation for people with disabilities since the 1990s American with Disabilities Act. That is legendary ADA. Yes, people often speak of how Congress is dysfunctional, that Representative Andrew Crenshaw, Florida, the lead House sponsor, and if we look at the ABLE Act, we have a chance to see what happens when people work together. It simply gives those people with disabilities a chance for the American dream. Well, here at AMC Press, we are trying to do that. Now,
yes,
what does this bill do? Representative Dave Kemp of Michigan, who chairs the House Ways and Means Commission, called the Common Sense Bill a bill that few could quibble about. It's not every day that we have the chance to clear major hurdles in front of people who simply need a hand up. And that's what this bill does. Dozens of supporters of the bill include parents of children with Down syndrome were in the House chamber, as well as lawmakers cast their votes, as well as in anticipation after years of pushing of legislation. And
the system is also very antiquated as well.
Yes, the antiquated system is now getting a hand up, which is great. Now, it also says that William Darnoff of the Jewish Federation of North America, which co-chairs the Jewish Disability Network, is a tremendous day. Modeled after, well, what will this thing do? Everybody is asking. Modeled after the tax-free college savings accounts, which is the 501c5o.
Wow.
Whoa, okay.
501c3s.
Not the 501c3s. The 501, the 509. There we go. Yeah, the 509.
Not 501c3.
Not
that's
the 501c3. Ignore that.
That's an error.
Anyway.
That's called for nonprofits. Please.
Yes, that's calls for non-profit.
Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
That's right. Thank you, Roy. to qualified persons to qualify, a person would have been diagnosed with a disability by the age of 26. With severely limited functions. Those who are already receiving Social Security benefits would also qualify. Families would be able to set up tax-free accounts at any financial institution by depositing up to $1,400 annually to pay for long-term needs such as education and healthcare. Contributors would be in after tax dollars, the earnings would grow tax-free. The ABLE accounts would be able to accrue up to $100,000 in savings without losing eligibility for government aid, such as Social Security. Currently, the asset limit is about $2,000. Medicaid coverage would still continue no matter how much money is deposited in the accounts. Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, the House Republican Conference chairwoman, was joined by on the floor by her seven-year-old son Cole, who has Down syndrome, and she said that Cole made her committed to supporting government policies that help people with disabilities achieve freedom to live independently.
Which is awesome. Great. She's putting
her money where her mouth is. Now, it also says that the sources coming out. Which is that the measure is aimed to help people like Sarah Wolf, who's 31 of Moscow, Pennsylvania, who has Down syndrome, who is a clerk at a law firm and she cannot work additional hours to save more money without losing Social Security benefits. And said the death of her mother in the past year made her realize it's important to be able to plan for the future. She said back in June, because I was watching the webcast, which she said, just because I have Down syndrome, that shouldn't hold me back from achieving my full potential in life.
Exactly.
Fucking God. Now, the bill's passage was not entirely free of controversy. Many lawmakers insisted on cuts in revenue increases to offset the $2 billion price tag over the 10 years, and the bill's sponsor found the savings in part increasing the levies on property tax for tax delinquent Medicare providers and their suppliers by cutting the Medicare funding vacuum erection systems or penis pump. Making it technical. Making technical adjustments to cap workers' compensation, and some Democrats have complained that that sets a bad precedent, which Medicare cuts are used to pay for programs. We shouldn't be a part of ripping Medicare at the very bottom, says Representative McDermott of Washington. Mark my words, when it comes time for another tax break, my colleagues from the other side will come again after America. Well, we wish you all the luck. We wish you all the luck in the world. And also from the Conservation and Heritage Foundation, the bill was also criticized, the ABLE bill, by saying its current asset limits on government welfare spending are needed to ensure the taxpayer goes to those Americans who need it most, and worries that expanding the eligibility could lead to a potential for Social Security fraud and abuse, especially when it comes to people with mental disabilities, which can sometimes be difficult to diagnose. More than 70 of the coalition groups which support the bill disagree, saying that the ABLE accounts would allow people to save their money that is earned on what they've earned on their own. And to finish this out, we have made it our number one priority and have 80% of Congress supporting this, which is pretty historic in the fact that it's a political environment who's the interim resident of the Down Syndrome Society. Another another thing about this, which I am very, 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 very happy to report. Is that literally it has been a landslide. And then Disability Scoop, which is our favorite place to pull articles from, had this to say about it, which Michelle Diamond reported on December 2nd, which is yesterday, that Congress is set to act this week on legislation that will allow people with disabilities to save money without jeopardizing their government benefits. Supporters say that they are expected the House of Representatives to vote on the Achieving a Better Life Bill or ABLE Act on Wednesday. That would have meant today. As we speak right now, a few hours ago. They are hopeful that the Senate will follow suit on Thursday, that is tomorrow.
Which means it can go, it most likely would go through.
Which means?
Before the holiday season ends. Holiday season is now in the swing of things, but guess what? This going through couldn't give a lot of families hope. This means that they could actually
a lot of families hope and a lot of families a lot of things to.
And this could mean the biggest change for Social Security in years to come.
Yeah, and that's the next thing. Apparently, and it's now down to apparently, because we're not saying it's right or wrong, because we never do that. But that's the next thing to come. If this is allowing $14,000 to be deposited annually, right?
This means that they would have to
lift up the gate tax. President Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt, First Lady, developed 50 years ago.
To help better.
Even they would probably say, yes, it's antiquated, we should switch it. Because
and lift up the gates to give those people who have disabilities and may have issues working. Because I know with me, people could apply for jobs and you end up getting nowhere because of the fact that the communities could overlook you or do things that are not benefiting those who actually have it. Which, this could actually help people who have disabilities actually save up and get everything they need and not be limited.
And also get new homes and move out of their parents' apartments and do a lot of things that they wouldn't be able to do
otherwise.
And the thing that I am most looking forward to is that ever since I got the golden ticket, the golden goose, however you want to call the brilliant thing called SSDI, I was very limited in how much I could actually put away. And I was struggling. Anyone who receives a very low amount would be struggling. However,
and people have bills to pay too, no matter if they're on SSDI.
Of course. And we're not deliberating that. The bill would allow people, like we said, to deposit $100,000, which to a person with disability is like winning the lottery.
That means there's a lot more to come in the upcoming years.
Which we certainly hope so. We here at AMC Press, since we have plans in the new year, which we cannot tell you about.
That will be in time. Let's just
that
make
will
that
be in time.
We can't
that
look
we're
cat
very,
out of the bag.
We're not. We're very happy that this is getting passed. I was praying in the weeks to come that, because I kept seeing stuff. I even put my parents, I said, okay, put your fucking money where your mouth is. And I made them sign on to disability scoop so I can actually get them this kind of news. In looking at people with disabilities in a different way, rather than saying, oh, you're a person with a disability, oh, poor you. It's not poor you, because otherwise we wouldn't all be doing this. You know?
Right.
We wouldn't all be doing it.
Right.
And all be trying to save. Yeah. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. Taking this on. It's great. There's no better thing than this. It really, there isn't, when it comes to disability. And if it happens, you know. Oh, and then, by the way, this just in. In terms of the word mentally retarded, in the shift, the Supreme Court moves away from mental retardation.
Great. That's awesome news.
Which is actually 6 to 8 months ago, but still really, really.
That's still huge news that people are now getting away from saying that.
Didn't want to be called retarded, because obviously people are not retarded.
People may have disabilities.
Me as a playwright, and person with an intellectual disability, I know that it is offensive if I use it in dialogue, but it's dialogue. It's real. You can't really do that. Like, what are you going to do? Every modern play that's retard, you're going to actually ban? I don't think so.
But it's good that
but there has to be a clear meaning to the word, because people use it as a way of saying, oh, something is retarded, when not knowing what it actually is. That's where
right.
people have the problem with it. They use it, but they don't see what it actually is or meaning of. It's like you're wanting to use a word that has such a strong meaning for people with disabilities. Is that fair? Is that really fair?
No, it's not fair. Not fit at all.
And there's people out there that may have relatives that are like that. So that's a word that can be offensive, but there's also different when people know what it is, it's a thing of saying, okay. It may not be to their liking, but at least they know the content. There's the slang version, and then there's the offensive take on it as well.
Absolutely. I mean, as a writer, I don't know what to think about that, because I know that I could use slang in very many, many very different ways. As a person, I don't like using the word retarded. As a writer, I abhor it. You know, as a writer, I'm all for it, but as a person, I'm for it, which is kind of different. It's, but enough about that. Let's go on to the next subject. Right. Let's see.
Yeah.
Many people love sausages.
Right.
We
can all test.
Sure.
That.
Yeah. Possibly.
I love sausages. You love sausages. Everybody loves it. Sausages.
Especially when it's on a pizza. Oh, yeah.
I would attest to that. I love pizza with sausage and pepperoni. However, when it comes to sausages, frozen sausages, and pasta and sausage, great. Great. What, sleeping with sausages?
Yeah, no.
Cat Blazing Gun is like asking, I would say, what is it like asking? What is it like asking? Allison? I guess she's not there. Well, it's like asking a person... It's like asking a person who loves sausage to actually love the sausage even more. Which I'm aware of, right, Johnny?
Right.
I mean, what do you think about this?
Like, sleeping a sausage in bed? What?
No,
what?
On a bench.
A bench?
A bench.
That's... I don't know.
I mean,
this 28-year-old says, I'm hungry. I'm going to rob a store. I'm going to go... I'm going to go into a store and rob it. And then I'm going to literally sleep with the sausages I have just robbed.
Okay.
Without any sauce. Without anything.
Like, okay, I'm gonna fall asleep with these sausages.
In the park. I'm gonna fall asleep in the park and dream of sausages and pasta.
Junior, mind you, gun! Come at
me! Oh, shut up, Bill Cosby. But yeah. But yet, you know, it is kind of interesting in the retrospect of, then it comes down to what kind of sausages do I fall asleep with? You know?
What do I sleep with? Do I sleep with breakfast sausages, Italian sausages, hot sausages, bratwurst?
Hot sausages, bratwurst. Do I go for the biggest one or the other one? Do I go for the...
Quit playing with your dinghy.
I know. You know. Yet, do I call Mario Batali? Do I call Gordon Ramsay? Do I call Graham or Joe Basimich and say, listen, can I borrow a couple of thousand sausages because I can make a sausage blanket with the sausages? There are a load of dinghies there.
Wait, do I call Simon even?
I mean...
He likes sports products.
Are you going... It's like climbing Mount Sausage... What in the world what in the world are we doing to improve the world with sausages? It's fantastic that the most fantastic thing that isn't really a thing. I mean, in the end, the Florida man got arrested, and it always takes place in Florida. It doesn't take place in Maine or New York or Pennsylvania or Wyoming or Montana. It would be very funny in Montana. Where are my sausages in the world? But, you know, but yet, the funny thing is really, what do you then do once you've been caught with the sausages?
Do you run? Do you share the links with your ex-hobo? Does the ex-hobo then go, no, I don't want those links? Or just get away from me? You know. Or does he stop, freeze, and look like nothing's happening? I don't know. What about you, Johnny? What do you think?
What?
I mean, if you were the person with the sausages, what would you think?
They call me crazy, but I'd be thinking about dinner. Or breakfast, or lunch.
Oh... You know, or do you think, I'm going to go home, get a pasta pot, and basically, you know, go and say, I'm going to contact some drivers, and speaking of, we have a word. This just in. The Union for Subcontracted Drivers, who would like you to know, would like you to know that it's okay if you don't get in their cars. But why? Why not? Black looks good on you. Swimming for the season. Driving for Uberly goodness. The question is, do you... which leads us to our next segment. The question is, do you really want to take a ride with Uber? Uber. How do you take a ride with Uber? Then write a review about your experience if you haven't taken a ride with Uber. We all know Uber is a joke, but I guess that isn't the case when people love to write reviews on Yelp and other outlets that they can't afford to use for their benefit, such as the one-star Uber review, which comes to us from the Daily Dot. Apparently... there's one of three things that we can do. Earlier this year, since it's now December, we reported on a similar sweet story that came from Uber about not letting people with intellectual disabilities or disabilities in general ride the Uber cars, which, you know, one person had their customer locked in the cab, but locked in the trunk of the cab. And we realized then, as we realize now, what can we do to fight this Uber? Well, the following revelations over the company's privacy issues and strong-arm tactics against journalists and assault allegations urge to resist the taxi company's domination higher than ever. But even given Uber's global research, the app is just way too addictive to quit. Well, the only servile way is to join hashtag UltraDisruptUber, and this person has discovered to ask drivers to give you a terrible review. After 15 one-star rides, they've gotten an average score of 1.8 in the Uber reputability. At the end of every journey, Uber drivers and passengers rate 1 on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the best, 1 being the worst. Well, if it was 1 to 5 and your driver is crap and he comes from Germany, well, that explains it. Uber wins. Yet, no one in their right mind would want an average score of just 1, but sure enough, people do this. And it could create less chaos in the Uber/Facebook/LinkedIn/iPhone/Android.
You mean Jersey?
Yeah, like Jersey too. Right, exactly. But yet, The Total Strangers, it's weird and ridiculous already, begging for a high score. Even every journey is pathetic. You go one block and go, hello, we're out. You know, a friend and I tried to, we were on a bus coming back from Wyoming, and we tried to try Uber, but then I downloaded the app, put my credit card information in, and said, yes, I'm going to now schedule a ride to see if this actually works. Holy shit, I said, this actually does work. Terrified, I actually quit the app and pressed up. However, Uber drivers crave a 5-star score. They're terrified of complaining with their with requests like this, as sincere as it might be. Well, we posed a question, my friend and I. I said, well, what if by chance, because we do have intellectual disabilities, what if we just took an Uber taxi for the better? We didn't. I mean, nonetheless, this person gave it the best shot when he visited New York City in late November. It is quite funny to realize that one app, just like One Ring, might actually be the thing that gets you a plus or not in somebody else's book. And then, again, you know, and again and again and again, the cab driver probably said, oh shit, come on, give me a 5-star review already. But no, they haven't. But yet, we also bumped into some cab companies. We thought, the New York City cab company won't say no to us, right? We said, we need a cab. They said, oh, I'm off duty. One said, I'm off duty. The other said, I don't give a shit. The other said, take my medallion. I don't give a shit. I don't care. It's not my loss, right? And then the other one said, fuck. Oh, wait, I'll take you. And we rode, and we rode, and we rode. And we did. You know, Uber, it's not really Uber. It's uberly bad. Ha ha ha. Anyway, the UN also has a great thing happening, which is that they have now made their tours accessibility to disabled customers, which is fantastic. And Mr. Ban Ki-moon, or as they call him, Mr. Ban, no disrespect to Mr. Ban Ki-moon, actually, but Mr. Ban Ki-moon, what happened, Johnny? What exactly happened?
Johnny had a... Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well,
you're a bit late for that!
I know. What is it for you? But
yeah, I know, right?
On World Day, Ban spotlights how technology can improve one life for 1 billion persons with disabilities. Well, 1 billion persons with disabilities can turn to 8 million or 8 billion, as the case may be. But he's saying that most people, most people with disabilities should not, in observing the, Disability Day, or Persons with Limitations Day at the UN, the UN chief emphasized how employers can harness the technology to create environments for people with disabilities to find productive work and fully use their skills and capabilities technology can also help persons with disabilities caught in natural disasters by making sure critical information reaches them. He also says, let no information ensue, that policies, programs, guidelines, and 21st century technologies are accessible to persons with disabilities. And this year is the International Day. The theme was sustainable effort on the promise of technology, which looked at the issue of the context of post-teen development of the development agenda, which basically says that the U.S. and defies disability as a condition or function judged to be significantly impaired relative to the usual standard, bog standard, of an individual of their group. The term is often used for individual functioning, including physical impairments, sensory impairments, cognitive impairments, intellectual impairments, mental illness, and various types of chronic disease. People with disabilities are also at a higher volume of violence, including stigma, discrimination, and ignorance about disability, with a lack of social support of those who care for them. The evidence shows also with the barriers of their inclusion are removed from people with disabilities are empowered to integrate fully in society and their lives. For the entirety of the community, it benefits. It's a fantastic thing when the United Nations Convention on Rights for Persons with Disabilities, that's the CRPD, which is signed by 159 member states and adopted by the General Assembly in 2006, recognizes the existence of barriers constitute as essential components of disability. Under this convention, disability is an evolving concept. More on that later. Or later, as in tomorrow, we'll continue with the story. However, it says that results from an interaction between persons with impairments and attitudinal and environmental barriers that hinder their full attention and effective participation in society on equal basis with another. At the UN headquarters, the day will be marked as they will be marked with several panel discussions on disability, inclusive sustainable goals, developments, and other inclusive disaster reduction risks and emergency response techniques, and enabling work environments, as well as film screens and musical performance. Great! Yay! Woohoo! However, organized by the Department of Economic and Social Affairs, the UNDESA, the events will be attended by representatives of member states, civil society, as well as the private sector. The International Persons with Disabilities was established by the following adoption of the General Rule Assembly Resolution in October of 1992, when most of us were actually young, or still young, but actually growing up. to promote awareness of mobilization and support from critical issues pertaining to the inclusion of persons with disabilities in society and development. For more information on that, go on to UN.org or the UN News Center. As the UN says, welcome to the United Nations, it's your world. And we happen to agree with them. And then, for the last story of the night, well, the UN, the Hindu Times, in India, half a whole continent away from us.
Let's just say, it's half a world away.
It is half a world away. That
it says only 40% of Indians with disabilities have access to disability certificates.
Wow.
It's not wowing me so much as going, okay, what in the world are you doing? You know, you're one of the poorest nations in the world, and you're screwing everybody else up, or you're trying to succeed. Make up your mind. Because the world spins fast. But yet, 40% of Indians with disabilities have access to disabilities disability certificates. Now, what I'm questioning, at least, and we'll follow this up tomorrow, is if a certificate of disability, one that says that you have a disability, or is it one that says that
I'm disabled.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of, I'm disabled, yes. But yet, obtaining a certificate in disability continues to be a problem in West Bengal and the rest of the country. Because of the fact that for example, unless David Momu has considerable difficulty obtaining a government disability for his son is a class 5 student suffering from cerebral palsy along with visual and locomotive disability, but the doctors of the state-run hospital insisted that only cerebral palsy will be mentioned in the certificate. Mr. Momu said while his son should be declared 90% disabled, the certification mentions only 70%, which is horrible. In obtaining a certificate of disability continues to be a problem in West Bengal and the rest of the country, because the latest report of the Union of Government Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment Department of the Disability Affairs for 2014 and 2013 points out that only 39.28% of differently abled in the country that have a certificate. In West Bengal, through a percentage of people which have access to this, 41% of the national average. And is this what I don't see, I guess, in all these numbers, is why aren't they giving it out like candy to those who are disabled? I mean, what do you think, Joni?
It's like only 40%? Wow.
But only 40%, then why don't they give it out to people who can actually use it?
Exactly.
You know, don't keep. I mean, it's incredible just to see that. You know, and taking it into consideration regarding the regarding the numbers, but it states that a disability certificate is a basic document for but is disabled, which helps the individual not only get access to government services, but also access to his rights and lodge a complaint of any kind against discrimination. Which is great. We support this. But pointing that out on December 3rd, that is today, when International Day for People with Disabilities is observed by across India, he said that the access to the certificate is for all disabled needs to be highlighted, as the present situation is unacceptable. I agree. The same thing's happening here in the United States. And with that, we will continue this article tomorrow. We would like to say to end our show, thank you very much for tuning in. And, well, our show was produced by Ames Depressive Co. Our sound wizard is Johnny Duvel. Our driver is Stand and Deliver. Our intern is Winston Churchill, Margaret Thatcher. Our newest cast members are Alan Goodman and Elaine Goodman and Amanda Kavanaugh. And we, as always, will see you tomorrow for another spellbinding news tale of your favorite satirical news program.
Try and inject some fun into it, you know?
Yes. Anyway, good night, ladies and gentlemen.